Yes, you can really swim with an iPhone. Really, really. Apple says not to do it, but in fact, it works. Now, you all know that Apple touts how water-resistant the iPhone is, good for droplets falling on the device without ruining it, but in its fine print, it cautions against taking the iPhone for a swim, a bath, or anything like that. I've taken the iPhone 14 Pro Max into fountains and under rate falls. I've dunked it in a river during a rafting trip and in the water on the Narrows hike in Zion National Park without any issues. I filmed my friends Zadie, Maya, and Esme Kruglov swimming with their dad's iPhone. I've shown the footage, but nobody believed it. People chalked it up to AI or something like that. They just did not think it was real. So I wanted to do a sequel. I wanted to meet up with the girls and their parents again at a Los Angeles backyard pool. I wanted to give them my iPhone 14 Pro Max to work with, to leave it underwater for an hour to see how it would fare. Would the iPhone recharge afterwards, or would the charging port fall victim to water damage? Were there any other issues that would come up? Well, the answers are all revealed in the latest video, which I would like you all to watch. And yes, the downsides are addressed as well. The website would be youtube.com/photowalkstv. You won't be able to miss it. Now, let me tell you about Swimply. For this shoot, I tried getting into a public pool first, but in my area of Los Angeles, they all tended to be closed on the weekend for swim meets. Now, I wasn't doing the shoot in the summertime. I was doing it during the school year, and I think that answers your question for why I couldn't get into a pool. That they were closed was probably for the better, as I needed to find a pool that I could bring the girls to without someone screaming at me to put the phones away, i.e. a no photography rule. Luckily, there was an app for that. Swimply is an Airbnb of sorts for local pool rentals. I found one near the girls' home, and I was able to nab it for an hour, which is all I needed. $50 for an hour. Little pricey, but having the pool to ourselves made it a lot easier for me to have my subjects photographed without worry about getting some other kids in the shot that I didn't want to be in it, or lifeguards yelling at us. So for the $50, we got private use of the pool, beach chairs and inflatables, and private area to change. The service is available in hundreds of locations, way too numerous for me to even list highlights. And fees are set by the local pool owner. This edition is brought to you by our good friends at SmugMug, the photo platform. Now, after the pool shoot, I came home and I had all the photos and videos ready to work with me for the edit. SmugMug's smartphone app automatically uploads everything shot. In the case of my iPhone 14, it's a Wi-Fi phone. I only have service on my iPhone 15 Pro Max, so everything uploaded when I got home. I put the phone down and I sat down to work a little later. Unlike big tech, SmugMug does not have storage limits on the uploads or send me nag messages that I've run out of room. I use the site as a virtual hard drive to back up everything, run my photocentric website, and sell prints to clients. Not to the Kruglovs, though. They can get prints from me and my photo services for free for life. Thank you, everybody. New Macs in the works. This did not come as exactly as a surprise, but Apple has some new, even more powerful Macintosh laptops in the works, per Bloomberg. The current flavor of the chip maxes out at M3, but a new breed of AI-powered M4 chips are coming later this year to new 14 and 16-inch MacBook Pros and iMac and the Mac Mini. I'm recording this on my M1, so I can't wait for the increased speed. NAB, NAB, NAB. I will be speaking over the next few days at the NAB convention in Las Vegas. NAB, which is the National Association of Broadcasters, was always a place where local stations used to come every year to shop for new huge TV cameras. But now, reflecting the changes in the world, the show seems more tailored towards the creator, as in somebody who runs around with their small cameras and film stuff for YouTube. I think I know one of them. Creator companies are out in force at NAB. I'll be there meeting with Insta360, which makes the tiny, cool point-of-view cameras that I use regularly, most prominently in my San Francisco cable car video. I'm going to check out Blackmagic, which has the best video app for the iPhone, and software giant Adobe. And of course, who knows what else will jump at me as I walk the floor. You know I'll fill you in. If interested, here's my speaking schedule, Sunday morning, 9 a.m., all about how to use the iPhone for professional productions. Tuesday at 12:25, Jim Lauterbach, the editor-publisher of the Creator Economy newsletter and my recent PhotoWalks TV guest for the Pacifica, California episode, will interview me about the PhotoWalks series and what it's like to be a solo creator. Wednesday morning at 10:15, I will be talking about the art of making solo productions around the world as somebody who has filmed episodes in Japan, Spain, France, Portugal, Mexico, and Canada, as well as 16 states. I certainly have a few thoughts on the subject, and only 34 more states to go. NAB bound, please come say hi. New app alert. Perla promises more realistic iPhone photos. It touts a way more professional look than the sometimes oversaturated, overprocessed iPhone images. You get manual exposure control, film simulations, custom buttons, etc. The app offers a free 3-day trial or rates of $2.99 monthly or $14.99 for the year. Let's answer a question about microphones. A teacher wants to interview her students on an iPhone for a graduation project, needs a mic for clearer sound. My recommendations at $129, a handheld microphone from IK Multimedia called the iRig, or lapel mics by Rode, the Wireless Go, for $199. That's the entry-level version. Both would be a massive improvement over the standard mic on the iPhone, which would pick up the student, other students, people walking by, a bus driving down the street, in other words, everything, while the dedicated mic will just get the subject. Let's close off talking about the eclipse one last time. After all the words uttered about how easy it was to photograph the eclipse on a phone, I gotta admit, it was very tough. Composing an image with the glasses on and a filter over the iPhone made it really hard to see anything. And then once I did, a bite out of the sun. Nice, but NASA and all the photographers with big lenses on their cameras did it way better. I still contend that the best images from my phone and that I saw in my social media feed were the time lapses, videos, and scenes. I posted the Indianapolis time lapse on the newsletter. That's it. jeffersongraham.substack.com. I suggest you all check it out if you haven't seen it already, because it's really cool. Finally, I'm just going to say goodbye. I'm Jefferson Graham. Don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter, jeffersongraham.substack.com. Check out the latest videos at YouTube, youtube.com/PhotoWalksTV, and I'll see you on the next PhotoWalk. Bye-bye.